So the focus of this presentation is on translating evidence into policies and practices to promote farmers market demand among low-income consumers. This presentation is a product of our Prevention Research Center. It's part of our core research called FreshLink at Case Western Reserve University. The results and information are the views of me and my team, and they do not necessarily reflect the official position of the CDC, and I do not have any conflicts of interest to report. I also want to acknowledge my collaborators and partners on this project. So I'm going to start off with a brief rationale for the study that we did, describe the methods for our systematic literature review, review some key findings, and then talk about implications for policy and practice. So many of us are familiar with the idea or the reality that farmers markets are on the rise across the country. And from a public health perspective, you know, we continue to ask ourselves, well, why are they important? And there's a couple of reasons here I'll note today. One of them being that farmers markets are associated with improved fruit and vegetable consumption at rates similar to behaviorally based interventions. And we also know from a health disparities perspective that farmers markets have the potential to open much faster in food desert communities than conventional food retail spaces. So they have the ability to improve access quicker than perhaps other retail options. In terms of the literature on farmers markets, there's consistent evidence that people most likely to attend markets have middle or high income, more educated, married, older, white females. Yet we know the benefits of farmers markets could certainly extend beyond that target population. So here's BRFSS data that we're familiar with, looking at fruit and vegetable intake across the United States. And you can see that overall across the country, we have a lot of room to gain in terms of improving fruit and vegetable consumption. And specifically in talking about disparities in diet quality, this is data coming out about a year ago, looking at changes in diet quality over a decade, comparing low, middle, and high income. So the top triangles are high income, squares middle income, circles low income. And you can see the most important point for this slide today is that over this decade period of time, the quality of diet has actually, the disparity in diet quality has increased. And so it led us to ask the question of how can we attract a diverse crowd to farmers markets to extend their reach and impact. We conducted a systematic review guided by this research question: what is the variety and rigor of existing research on farmers market utilization, and what factors serve as facilitators or barriers to farmers market use among consumers? In this review, we included all research, but we were specifically interested in those studies that included low-income populations in their sample. This is the PRISMA flow diagram of our methods for the systematic review. You can see after duplicates were removed, we found 282 articles. All of those abstracts were reviewed based on these inclusion criteria, and from that process, we ended up with a total of 87 articles for full text review. For those 87 articles, we made sure they were read in full, we made sure they met the initial inclusion criteria, and that their study did focus on barriers or facilitators of farmers market use. Once we identified those articles, they were all read by at least three reviewers. We abstracted study aims, research approach, and study demographics when provided, and then we systematically coded the articles based on an existing framework of nutritious food access, looking at access along five dimensions of economic, spatial, service delivery, social, and personal. So I'm going to report key findings on the studies focus on or including low-income populations. Overall, of the 49 articles, you can see here majority, and this is actually the total articles included, were quantitative studies. Of these 30 quantitative studies, 6 reported on psychometric properties of the measures. Three studies were guided by existing behavioral theory, and all three of those were by the theory of planned behavior. And 4 studies were guided by theories related to social embeddedness or social capital. It was interesting to see how few studies were reporting demographics of the sample population. So of those reporting economic status, 29 or 59%, the majority included focused exclusively on low-income populations. In terms of gender, 69% reported on gender, and of those, 100% reported females were the majority gender. And race ethnicity was reported the least often, with 41% of the articles, and of those, 65% of the samples were majority white, and 25% majority black or African American. In terms of the findings, focusing on the 19 studies that included low-income populations, the first dimension, economic, in terms of facilitators, and I've highlighted when things can be both a facilitator or a barrier. So prices, if they were believed to be fair and good value, then they were a facilitator. If they were believed to be too high and not competitive with other stores, they were barriers. Another barrier was that food assistance were not accepted, or a perception that they were not accepted. In terms of service delivery, variety was both a barrier and a facilitator. As far as facilitators, there is a belief that farmers markets do offer high quality, fresh, tasty foods, and that farmers markets are perceived to be clean and safe. But as a barrier, there was concerns around the inconvenient hours and seasons, discomfort with the farmers market design and outdoor shopping venue, and in some cases, a lack of awareness that a farmers market was in their community. In terms of spatial temporal, convenient location could be, or inconvenient location or barrier or facilitator. Another facilitator was access to transportation. In terms of the social access, facilitators were camaraderie that could be experienced in the market, farmer-consumer relationships, and the social shopping experience of the market with family and friends. Barriers included lack of diversity among vendors, farmers, and/or shoppers, and a perception that markets could be exclusionary spaces, unwelcoming, and in one study, a qualitative study description of an insider ambiance within the context. And then lastly, with personal facilitators, was this opportunity for educational exchange related to food procurement and preparation. And there was evidence in the literature that people perceive foods at the markets to be healthier, whether or not they were, but that was a perception. And then last, a barrier here was that the farmer's market did not fit into the lifestyle or personal shopping pattern. So for example, in one study, if people went out to eat more often, they were less likely to be using farmer's markets. So in terms of implication for policy and practice, one of the things we did as a part of our PRC project was disseminate the findings to the Ohio Farmers Market Manager Network. And so this is a group of about 100 managers from across the state, and we presented the findings similar to today. But we used it as a part of a process to say, this is what the literature is saying, what do you think? Does this resonate with your views at the farmers market? And one of the most interesting things was the market managers latched onto that social access barrier, two barriers, one around diversity of vendors, farmers, and staff, and also around this perception that the market could be this insider ambiance. And then they ended up having a very long discussion about what they could do as managers to address that. How diverse were their spaces? How could they diversify? A second thing that we've done in terms of translating findings is to reframe the findings in terms of levers for change at various levels. So here, for example, at the structural level, targeting local, state, and federal government, if we hear that cost is a barrier or a facilitator, one of the potential strategies for promoting farmers market utilization would be subsidies to fruit and vegetable producers to grow foods to sell at market to address some of these cost concerns. Here's another example at an organizational level around farmers market management and leadership. How can farmers markets be doing programs to support new and beginning farmers from underrepresented groups by removing barriers to entry? So to address, again, that social issue. These are some references, and thank you.